Scowcroft.
Yeah. Hello?
Mr. President,
yeah.
General Scowcroft.
Yeah.
Henry just called, sir.
Yeah.
And he said they had a very, very long meeting. Some slight progress has been made. He has a cable coming into us now with a proposed message to Saigon again. We've alerted Ambassador Whitehouse.
Right.
I have somebody meet it. He said they're going to meet again at 12 o'clock Paris time. And this is Saigon's absolute last chance. So I presume...
12 o'clock, midnight Paris time.
Pardon?
Midnight Paris time.
Tomorrow morning, tomorrow noon.
Oh, they're going to meet again. They got 24 hours.
That's right. That's right. So we'll get the cable to you just as soon as it comes in. We'll have more details there, but I wanted you to know that they are still working.
The main thing is, rather than getting it to me, is frankly to get it out there.
Oh, well, we'll get it right out there. Yeah.
I just fire the thing out. You know what I feel about it, and just say that my meeting with there's a congressional uproar on this. And that what is risked here is the whole aid program for the government of Vietnam.
Right.
And that we cannot allow this to fail because of these two points, and that they have my absolute assurance that I will on the two points that they want, that I will publicly state that I support Saigon's position. But we must not give. Must not give their opponents in the Congress a chance to use Saigon's obstinance as the reason for this failing, okay?
Yes, sir.
Try that one once again. That's all I will add to the cable. Fire it off.
Very